Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to ACC Global News. We are live. We are worldwide. I want to welcome all of our listeners from North America and also from overseas. I see many of you did join with us. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and we are very happy to be with you today. We also have a very special guest for you today. And what we will have is really the honor of having her share some of her knowledge and her personal and unique coaching practice to the world. Now, it is Wednesday. ACC News will feature many unique and inspiring people and businesses like the guests that we do have today. And again, it is Wednesday, the 8th of June. It is 12 noon Eastern Time. For all of the listeners who are overseas and also abroad, please be aware that the shows will be archived on our ACC News Blog Talk Radio site, so you can enjoy our segments really any time of the day in case you do miss the live show. Now, the special guest that we have on today, her name is Andrea Strom-Rancor of ASR Coaching and Training. Now, what I can tell you is that Andrea has 19 years of experience working with professionals, executives, entrepreneurs, and really helping them achieve their personal and also their professional goals as well. Andrea has a bachelor's from the University of California at Berkeley. Andrea has a master's in adult education from Concord University in Montreal. She is also a personality type assessment facilitator. She then continued her education at the University of Wisconsin. And she also did her coach training at Coach University, Coachville, and then finally became a certified power coach in 2008. What I want our audience to realize today is the type of wealth of experience, knowledge, and insight Andrea has attained and that she brings to us with just her education alone. I have not yet mentioned any of the knowledge and experience that she has from personal situations as well, which is why I am truly honored today to introduce to everyone Andrea Strom-Rancor of ASR Coaching. Hello, Andrea. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm just great. I'm so happy to speak with you, Matthew.
Yes, we are very happy to have you on. What I do want to begin with, Andrea, can you please explain to our audience who exactly is Andrea Strom-Rancor and what is ASR Coaching and Training?
Well, I am an individual, a very motivated, determined businesswoman. And I'm also the mother of two sons and the wife of Jean-Guy Rancourt, who is my husband of soon to be 43 years, when we're quite rare birds as things go today. My passion is really assisting individuals and particularly women, because that's the theme of our show today, women empowerment, to achieve their personal and professional goals and to really live an extraordinary life in their work, in their role as perhaps life partner, mother, or single individual. And I founded ASR Coaching and Training using my own initials, and I work in both English and French here in the Montreal greater area, but I've also traveled throughout Canada and some parts of the U.S. Working as a coach and as a facilitator trainer in the corporate world, but also in nonprofit organizations and working for associations and dealing with individual entrepreneurs. And that is my main purpose in life, as well as my other personal goals as a mother, wife, and woman.
Okay, and it's also very important that the audience does realize she does work in English and French. So what that really allows is that she can really work with anybody from the U.S., Canada, and also many people from overseas as well. So,
yes, of course, all French-speaking European countries, French-speaking African countries, Haiti, wherever French is spoken. I can also coach by Skype, and I have done that, and I've also done webinars and various types of training online for people who are at distance.
Okay. Well, what I really want to do right now, Andrea, is really now focus on the coaching, because you have an approach as far as helping people in business.
Yes.
And that's very important. What I really want to go really down to the mid-grid of it and really focus on the important aspects. So what I want to know, many people are either promoted or they just happen to land in a position where they lead employees. What I want you to explain to the audience is how can you really assist them in making that transition from where they were to where they really want to be in this new role of leadership?
Well, this is a very important point, Matthew, because many people achieve promotions through their excellence and their experience, and sometimes they're not given the tools to assume that new role. They're often just, you know, work their way up through the ranks, and sometimes they lack the skills to really be a great leader and a great coach for their teammates. So in coaching executives and managers and department heads and teammates, I can give them the opportunity to develop the tools and the knowledge and the experience through role-playing and sometimes personality inventory assessments to help them really lean on their strengths. And we know that Sheryl Sandberg wrote a book called Lean In, the CEO of Facebook. So that's a very, very, I would say, good term to use, to really lean in on their strengths, their talents, and use them in such a way that they can work collaboratively with fellow teammates and also lead from a position of knowledge, strength, using their tools, and also really creating an example for other teammates to follow.
Yes,
the idea
important.
Of walking the walk and talking the talk.
Yes, and that's very important when it comes to leadership. Many people don't realize that.
Yes, exactly.
So it's happy that you can help them. What I want to know is that what are really some of the goals executives and employees choose to work on when they do come to work with you?
Yes. For example, a very important and large English-speaking university here in Montreal contacted me to coach one of their top managers who had 20 years of experience managing teams in a particular department at the university. Some of her employees were complaining that she was overbearing, was using a managerial style that was authoritarian and really very critical, very negative, and not really bringing out the best in her employees. So she was on leave of absence for a few months, and I was hired to coach her. And we worked on developing her ability to communicate in such a way that she would focus on her teammates' strengths, talents, and really shine on those. Yes, sometimes using opportunities to bring about positive change in perhaps their work habits or behaviors, but always making them feel valued and appreciated, and that's what employees really need from their managers, and she wasn't giving that. So we printed up some of the emails that she had written to her teammates and looked at the language, and she saw that she was very accusatory and she was very negative. So we worked on her writing skills, we worked on her communication skills through role plays, and in time she was able to reintegrate the workplace in a different department but still playing the role of manager. And I'm very pleased to say that also in her personal life, she started using some of the relaxation techniques that I suggested so she could sleep better, have less stress, and her personality really reflected those changes in less tension, less stress, and more self-confidence and self-esteem. So she didn't need to put other people down to build up herself anymore.
That's a lesson that many people do have to learn. I'm happy that she did have an opportunity to learn that from you. But speaking of personality, Andrea, because over here at ACC News, we bring our guests on here because we want our audience to really get to know and bond with our guests. So we have many sources over here working for us, and from what they tell us, it's you're really one of the pioneers when it comes to wellness coaching, and really coaching in general in the whole province of Quebec.
Yes.
So please tell the audience a little bit about your personal story.
Yes, I'll try to be brief because we only have a short half an hour together, and someday I hope to write a book. I took a course in creative nonfiction to learn how to do that, but I'm still a work in progress. So briefly, I graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, with a degree in European history, and I always had a passion for the French language. When I would hear French on the streets in San Francisco, I told my parents I would love to learn that language. So after working
beautiful
for the
language.
Summer, I earned enough money to buy a ticket to go to the French-speaking part of Switzerland, where I worked for the winter season as a ski instructor for little children.
Wow.
And then I learned in Geneva, Switzerland, how to practice transcendental meditation. So I began working on my own reduction of stress and tension and spiritual development. And I met some people who were from Quebec skiing, and they invited me to come and visit them. And I came to a town called Sherbrooke, about an hour and a half southeast of Montreal. And I got a job within 3 weeks as a travel agent. The people
really?
There were willing to train me because I had lived in Kyoto, Japan on a foreign exchange student program when I was 17, and I had lived in Switzerland. I had lived in Copenhagen for the summer with a friend from my French class in Lausanne, and quite a lot of European travel, Greece, Yugoslavia at that time, etc. And so he was willing to train me, and I began working there, and then I got hired full-time after 3 months of training. And one day my present husband walked into the travel agency to ask for some information, and he looked at me and said, "I recognize you. I've seen you before." And, of course, like most women, we think that's just a pickup line.
Yes.
But it was true. He had seen me at the University of Sherbrooke about a week or two before at a lecture on transcendental meditation, and he asked me, "Are you going to the weekend course on the long holiday weekend, Queen Victoria weekend here in Canada, 3-day weekend coming up in May?" And I said, "You know what, I'm thinking about it." And he said, "Well, I'm going to be there, maybe I'll see you there." And that was that. And several months later, I did go to that course near Quebec City. And lo and behold, I'm waiting to go into the first meeting on Friday night, and he was there. And he kept showing up. He showed up at breakfast, in the cafeteria, at lunch, the next day as well. And when the course was over and I boarded the bus to head back to Montreal, there he was again on the bus. And the same went for the bus from Montreal to back to Sherbrooke. So we exchanged telephone numbers, and the next day he called me and said, well, I would like to come back up to visit you. So I said, sure, you're welcome to come, and he did. And that was that. He never left, and that's 44 years ago.
Oh, that is a wonderful story. I mean,
so that's
so
my
rare.
Personal story.
Yes.
And then,
tell us about the journey of how you got here as well.
How I got here, meaning to be a coach and trainer?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Well,
to
that
being,
came
a
little bit later. My husband and I worked together as a team. We ran and directed, co-directed the Center for Transcendental Meditation for that whole area. And we're traveling teachers for 7 years. We taught approximately 1,500 people over those years. And then we started thinking about having a family, and an opportunity to work in Montreal came up at the university, Concordia University, which is the second English university to McGill. They're both excellent educational institutions. They're not second in quality, but there's two major English universities along with French ones. And so I started working at the university as the assistant to the chair of the music department. And a couple of years later, I got pregnant, and we decided we wanted to live for a time near my parents in the San Francisco Bay Area. We moved there for a year so that our first son could get to know his grandparents and family in California. But it was very difficult for my husband, as a native French speaker, to work there at that time. He wasn't perfectly bilingual at that time. He is now. So we came back to Quebec, and we settled here and started raising a family. Then I went back to school at night over a period of 5 years. Yeah, we could do it part-time, doing a master's degree part-time, because by then I had two children. One was a baby, and the other was 5 years old in kindergarten. And I went to school
dedication.
At night. Excuse me?
Oh, that it takes serious dedication.
Oh, it takes a lot of perseverance and determination. And I think that's really the theme of our show today for women empowerment. It's those are the qualities I think that women possess when they have a goal. And they can be single women or women like myself who had two children and decided to go back to school to further her education at night. But my husband was extremely supportive. He was gone during the week working, and I was, you know, with the children. But on the weekends, he would take over, and I would go to the library. I would go to the library at 9 in the morning and come back at 6. So it takes a team. You know, and he was extremely wonderful and supportive over those 5 years. And I finally graduated with a master's degree in adult education. And when I walked across the stage to receive my diploma, my eldest son cried out, "Way to go, Mom!" So
<Yeah.
laughs> I felt really happy because I felt like I was an example for my kids and might inspire them to further their education. And just for women at large, you know, to say you can do this, you can have a family, you can work. I was teaching English as a second language in businesses, business English, and, you know, going to school part-time at night and raising two children. So, and keeping fit, you know, going to the gym, meditating twice a day to stay centered. So I think it creates a source of inspiration for all women who are listening.
Oh, it definitely
and men too.
Does. There are many women and men in this situation that find it difficult sometimes, you know, it makes you feel a little hopeless. And really hearing your story, I know it's a great inspiration for all of them. But
I think
what
so.
I, what I want to do, because, you know, we are starting to run a little bit low on time, I want to get back to really to the coaching, because I'm really amazed by your coaching practice. So what I really would like to know is, what is a certain type of coaching approach are you using to get these great results?
Well, as you know, like in every field, there are hundreds of approaches in the marketplace, and there are hundreds of coaching schools. In 1997, I met a man who was studying at Coach University, and he was looking for people to coach with. You know, he needed to acquire a certain amount of hours of practice. And so he said, look, I'll coach you pro bono for free if you'll, you know, be my coachee. I need to practice. So I said, sure, I'd be glad to. And that was it. I mean, when I experienced being coached by him, I said to him, you know, I'd really like to learn how to do this. And I think it would be an additional skill, another tool in my toolbox as a facilitator, trainer, adult educator.
Yes.
So he said, yeah, here's how you do it. So he gave me all the contact information for the International Coach Federation, for Coach University, Coachville, and then I later went on to meet a wonderful woman who co-directs a coaching school. She came to speak in Montreal, and I decided her approach really suited me because she looked at coaching from what we call a whole person approach. A holistic approach means you're looking not only at people's professional goals, personal goals, their educational goals, but also from a holistic point of view, where they are, where they want to be, and who they are and who they want to be. And then the coach becomes the bridge to bridge that gap. And I liked her approach, a whole person approach. And also, she didn't discount the spiritual side. She takes that into consideration, and that really suited me as a teacher of meditation and a longtime Hatha yoga practitioner. I really felt that that was an approach that I wanted to learn. So I took my coach training with her and got certified, did all the hours that it required, and I've been certified since 2008. And you have all kinds of refresher courses to do to keep your certification. So that's my coaching approach. And my clients seem to appreciate it from what I can tell. If people go on my website, they can read the letters of appreciation from both personal individual clients as well as corporate clients. There's a success stories tab to click on ASRcoaching.com.
Okay. And, well, what I really want the audience to know, because now that you bring up clients, you mentioned previously that maybe sometimes your clients, they feel stuck, or maybe they need to develop their creative skills. You know, some really feel like they're really just surviving. They're not thriving. No matter what the person's goal is, what do you feel your clients all really have in common?
Well, what they have in common is a desire to get from where they are to where they want to be, and from who they are to who they really want to be, to really be in touch with their inner core, their soul, their ambitions professionally, their personal goals. It could be wellness goals. I coached someone who lost 30 pounds. She had been trying for years and years and years without any success, and through our months of coaching, she kept a nutrition journal and faxed it to me once a week, and she started working out with a trainer, going to the gym, and she said, you know, I find that as I lose the weight, I have so much more energy and self-confidence and self-esteem. So it really started affecting her success as a woman entrepreneur and a business owner. So I think what everybody has in common is a desire to live more in tune with their values, their ambitions, their goals. That's really the common thread amongst clients.
I find it really amazing that you could really focus on the business aspect, and here you are on the other end, you've helped somebody lose 30 pounds, and they're physically feeling better. And the fact that
and
you
mentally,
cover,
mentally
and
well.
Mentally, you're really covering areas from all different angles and ends. That's very amazing.
Well, that's the holistic approach, looking at the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotions. I mean, it really is a holistic approach, and it affects everything. And a lot of my clients are very, very stressed with work and family and traffic jams and delays and travel, and they really are looking for more energy and to sleep better. So they're working on their business goals as entrepreneurs or CEOs or CFOs, what doesn't matter, mothers at home. They need more energy. They're not sleeping well. And so part of the coaching when a client desires is to teach them stress management skills, time management skills, and leaders in the workplace performance management skills, and also how to be a performance management coach when you're a leader in the workplace.
Okay, and what I really want to know, because we're very short on time, so explain to the audience how exactly does the coaching process begin?
When a person comes, I always offer them one complimentary short session so that they can see what the coaching process is. Because a lot of people are mixed up. They think you're like a therapist. And we explain very clearly that's not our role. We don't have the training as a psychologist, social worker, psychiatrist. That's not our role. If someone needs that kind of help, we either refer them to someone or we give them the resources on where to find the appropriate person. So the coaching process begins usually with a very short questionnaire to kind of get a sense of where the person is at, either in their professional goals, business goals, or personal goals, and what it is they would like to work on. So the client really chooses the agenda. The coach is there to just ask questions so that the individual looks within him or herself and finds their own answers. We're there to guide them and to help them discover who they are and really get in touch with their own creativity and their own source of intelligence and creativity. So the coaching process begins with simple kind of intake questionnaire that they fill out, send back to us. And then each week when we coach someone, whether it be face-to-face, person-to-person, by Skype or on the phone, the person comes to that coaching session prepared. We ask them to think about in advance what goal, issue, problem, or professional or personal goal they want to work on that week. And that's the first thing that we ask in each session, and then we go from there. The client creates the agenda, and we help them work on those goals or issues or challenges.
Well, we're, again, very short on time. If you could really very quickly try to explain to the audience, again, some of the skills now that they get, what are the rewards from working with you at this point?
Well, the basic rewards are achieving the goals, if they're reasonable goals within the time frame that they want to work with us, either achieving those goals within the period that we're working together, or at least being very well along the path to achieving some of the goals that they've set out for themselves. And people change goals as they're working with me, because sometimes they start out working upon a goal that's for their business, if they're an entrepreneur, or for themselves as a CEO or a CFO. And then sometimes other issues come up. They may say, well, you know what, I haven't slept well in 20 years. Or they may say, I'm 40 pounds overweight and I'd like to get into exercise. So we work on whatever goals they would like, and the benefit is that they achieve those goals, or they're well on their way.
I apologize, Andrea. We're just about out of time today. If you could please explain to the audience where they can go to reach you and your phone number.
Sure. People can call me at area code 1-450-466-6542, and I'll repeat that number again, 1-450-466-6542, or they can fill out a form and submit it on my website, AS, as in Sam, R, coaching.com. And if they go to the ACC Global News website.
I apologize, Andrea. We're just about out of time.
Sure.
Everybody, please, for additional information, please go to accglobalmedia.com. You have a wonderful day, and we'll definitely be looking forward to our show later on.
Thank you so much, and thank you for putting up all the information
on
the ACC Global blog.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you, Matthew. You too.
All right.